And it's time to talk to the Heart and Stroke Foundation. And Corrie Erasmus is standing by. She's ready to talk to us this morning and find out what to do about the festive season, joyful eating during the festive season. Corrie, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you so much. Lovely to be here.
And thanks for joining us. And the festive season is upon us. And in the next week or so, I think things will really start getting festive. But the questions are, how can I enjoy festive treats without feeling guilty about indulging or overindulging?
Yes, so festive season is all about friends and family, and often lots of food is involved. And, you know, for someone that has been going through the year, health conscious, thinking about what they eat, it can be a difficult time. Because there's so much food involved, sometimes we can start to be too restrictive or feel guilty about just enjoying food. Mm. So it's very important to remember that, you know, eating during the holiday without guilt is all about balance and mindset. So one of the first thing you can do is really to savor each bite, to pay attention to all the, you know, when we're with groups of people and we're eating, sometimes you just eat mindlessly without really realizing what we're eating and how much we're eating. But if we really take the time to savor what we eat, pay attention to the flavors and the textures and eat slowly, this actually helps you feel satisfied and prevent you from overeating. So just the one more thing also is we tend to have this all or nothing thinking where you think that if you have one, treat, it's going to derail all your health goals. And that's not the truth. Well, we need to stay away from this black and white thinking, because that also causes you to be demotivated, and then you forget about all your health goals. So remember that, you know, having treats here and there won't derail all your health goals. It's all about enjoying during the festive season.
Right. And moderation being the operative word.
Yes.
Now, Corrie, what is the difference between mindful eating and restrictive dieting during the holidays?
Yes. So, because we can be hypersensitive or hyper-focused on what we eat, it's very easy to be over-restrictive as well. You know, we always focus on over-indulging, but you can actually be too restrictive as well. So when you're very restrictive, you focus a lot on control. So you often have strict rules about what, when, and how much you eat. You cut out all quote-unquote bad foods, leading to feelings of deprivation. You know, it can increase stress, cravings. There's lots of guilt around food. It can even cause binge eating due to, the forbidden fruit effect, where you've deprived yourself so much of what you've been craving that, you can't sustain that, and then you end up binge eating those foods. And it's very unsustainable. It's linked to higher risk of disordered eating patterns when we are too restrictive or cut out all foods. Whereas if we think about mindful eating, it's more a focus on awareness. So paying attention to when your body is telling you, I'm hungry. So paying attention to your hunger cues, your savoring flavors and textures, enjoying the experience. You don't have rules. So when you eat when you're hungry, you stop when you're satisfied, you are more flexible, and it encourages a positive relationship with food. So when you are craving something, you will have a little bit of that. It reduces overeating. It's better for enjoyment of food. So in short, mindful eating is all about enjoying and listening to your body while restrictive eating is about rules and limiting. Mm-hmm. And so during holidays, mindful eating lets you savor these treats without guilt, whereas dieting can make you feel very stressed during this time.
I can imagine, you know, especially when there's peer pressure. And that brings me to the next question. You've got, you know, you go to parties and you've got food pushers. Oh, try this. No, have another one. You know, and you end up eating more than you would have. How do you say no to food pushers without feeling awkward?
Yeah, it's very important to respect your own choices and comfort without feeling pressured. So especially for people with dietary requirements or intolerances, it can be a very difficult time for vegetarians, vegans, when they go out and socialize. But saying no is important because it protects your health, because first of all, you avoid triggers that can lead to discomfort or serious reactions, like with nut allergies or lactose intolerance, for example. And yeah, just communicate clearly and politely. You can say, for example, "Thanks so much, but I have a gluten intolerance. Do you have any alternatives?" Mm-hmm. Or you can just say, I'm avoiding certain ingredients for health reasons. Appreciate your understanding." Mm-hmm. So you're speaking up, you're taking care of yourself, but also we're encouraging hosts and our social group to be more considerate of inclusive options. It can also spark helpful conversations about food choices and intolerances, for example.
Indeed. So basically standing up for yourself and taking charge of the situation.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Then what are some joyful ways to include treats in the holiday celebrations and focus on connection and fun instead of food rules during the festive season?
Yes. So often when we become very restrictive and stressed over this period, when our brain is in that mode, we hyper-focus on food and what we eat. So the trick is actually to shift that focus from the food onto the connection and activities. So, for example, focusing on connection and fun. So you pair treats with festive activities. For example, if you're going to do a little bit of cookie decorating, you can even do healthier bases like oats and nuts, and then do playful toppings. So you're reinforcing the idea that it's about the fun of it, not just the calories. Mm-hmm. You can also prepare ahead. So plan what feels safe and comfortable for you. Maybe eating before you go out, bringing a dish you love to the party, or having just a safe food with you. If you, for example, have lots of intolerances, that can help a lot just to calm you and make you feel comfortable with going out. And then balancing with nourishment. So you can mix your treats with plenty of colorful veggies, lean proteins, a lot of hydrating drinks. So when you have that balanced plate and you have a good meal, we also tend to enjoy our treats and our sweets without the overwhelm, because you know you're still nourishing your body.
Right. And that's at the end of the day, the main thing is that you're getting the right types of foods.
Yes.
Now, talking holidays, as the holidays approach and the gatherings with loved ones pick up, how can we be more mindful and supportive of those around us who might be struggling? In other words, now the shoe's on the other foot, to look after others who are struggling with maybe eating disorders or body image issues.
Yes. So over the holidays, you know, we all tend to come together. We're spending lots of times with friends and family. You're seeing that long lost cousin or that aunt that last saw you when you were 5 years old. And it's often then when comments come out, and what we have to remember is that we never know who might be dealing with an eating disorder or body dysmorphia. In other words, issues with how they see their body. So it's important for all of us to remember, whether you're hosting a dinner party, for example, or whether you're joining a social gathering with lots of people, it's important to remember that making comments about someone's food intake or body can be very harmful. So phrases like, you should eat more, or you look great, have you lost weight? That can be very hurtful and harmful. And, you know, unintentionally reinforce the idea that weight loss is desirable. And that's not the case. In some cases, weight loss can actually be harmful. So similarly, saying someone is too skinny or should eat more is also not okay, because these comments can contribute to disordered eating, a negative body image. So it's important to stay away from commenting on those things. Rather focus on qualities beyond physical appearance, celebrate who the person is, what they do, or their passions, and respect people's boundaries. So don't push food on people. We spoke about that. Don't comment on what they eat, and then take time to educate yourself about eating disorders. If you do have someone that you know are struggling with that, open, safe conversations about how to support them is the go-to.
That makes sense. And Corrie, in closing, what are three simple tips for savoring food and enjoying the festive vibe without stress?
Yeah, so I'd say the first key is to eat mindfully. So take small bites, chew slowly, really taste the flavors, really enjoy the food and the experience. Be mindful about what you are putting into your body, how it tastes, how it makes you feel. Don't just focus on the calories. And then I'd also say shift the focus. So away from just being food focused, engage in conversations, play games, enjoy the decorations. Let food be a part of the celebration, not the main focus. And then we always say, during this time when people can hyper-focus, think about adding, not restricting. So fill your plate with lots of rainbow of fruits and veggies, whole grains, healthy fats. Eat treats in moderation, because they are part of the celebration.
Everything, you know, it's actually in a lot of ways a very difficult time of the year, because it brings out everything maybe that a lot of people, especially if you've got disorders of any sort, it almost highlights some of the problems that you've been dealing with throughout the year.
Yes, no, definitely. And that's why it's so important to be gentle with yourself and be mindful about how you're going about things.
And for that matter, to others as well.
Yes, no, definitely.
And Corrie, where can listeners find more information? I know the Heart and Stroke Foundation has a lot of resource material available.
Yes, we have lots of recipe books, delicious, tasty, nutritious meals, also some healthier desserts. We also have a braai edition. We know how people love to braai, especially during festive season, so how to make that delicious but also balanced and nutritious. So all of that is available on our website, which is heartfoundation.co.za.
Great stuff. And Corrie, at this point, we're pretty much wrapping up our chats for 2025. To you, Shonisani, Temba, and everybody at Heart and Stroke Foundation, have a very, very safe, happy Christmas and New Year, and looking forward to chatting next year.
Yes, no, most definitely. It's been a lovely year full of very interesting conversations. Wishing you and your listeners also a very happy festive season and a happy new year.
Thank you very much. Same to you. And we'll chat again in 2026.
Yeah, definitely.
Cheerio then. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye. That's Corrie Rasmus, a registered dietitian at the Heart and Stroke Foundation, chatting to us today about festive eating and how to get through the festive season. And that brings an end to our chats for this year. We'll pick it up again in 2026. Don't forget, this chat will be on our website later on today as well.